From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Last June, President Trump pledged to make it harder for Americans to visit Cuba and do business with the communist island. Today, his administration released its new Cuba regulations. Ironically, private Cuban entrepreneurs may get hit worst. The new regs don't significantly roll back former President Barack Obama's 2014 normalization of relations with Cuba, but they do ban Americans from doing business with scores of companies with ties to Cuba's military or security apparatus. Perhaps most important, they eliminate the individual people-to-people licenses that made it easier for Americans to travel to Cuba. Now they may only go as part of U.S.-based tour groups. A big question is whether those groups will book rooms in privately owned Cuban lodgings. Colin Laverty heads Cuba Educational Travel. It helps Americans book visits to Cuba, often through room-sharing services like Airbnb. He spoke to WLRN from Havana.
It's going to have a direct impact on the owners of bed and breakfasts in Cuba that have benefited so much from American visitors. So I think we'll see entities like Airbnb react to these new regulations and come up with solutions.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the new rules will prod Cuba's communist regime to allow greater political and economic freedom. But normalization advocates like Laverty say the regs may undermine the growing social and economic independence of regular Cubans.
They talk about supporting entrepreneurs and the private sector. These regulations are going to do exactly the opposite.
President Trump argues under normalization, the U.S. has given too many concessions to Cuba and gotten too few in return. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.